starting off again at 500 millibar. We've got a very nice ridge just east of New Zealand and a trough off to the west. Plus, we've got another little ridge over the Tasman as well. So the surface analysis conforms pretty well to the upper levels, as we find a very weak high east of East Cape, pretty much due east of East Cape, actually. And it's 1024 central pressure. So not very strong, a nice medium-sized high-pressure area. Now, the Queensland low, that little nasty piece of work, is nearing New Zealand with a very, very weak high, actually more of a ridge that's in the upper Tasman. We've got also a very aggressive Southern Ocean low that's south of Tasmania, and that has a series of cold fronts that extend north. In addition, a warm front from there shoots toward 30 south. Then it arcs around to the east to join up with the Queensland low. So I hope you could follow this. I think you really need to have a synoptic chart to follow it well. It's confusing otherwise, I think. Anyhow, that low, that Queensland low, is going to lie over New Zealand by midnight tonight. It's cloud from that system is here now. As Patricia said, that we've got 100%, and it's not looking good, not looking good out there at all. And it of course, is going to be bringing wind and cloud and rain. We're getting pretty used to it by now. Now, Saturday brings still cyclonic flow over New Zealand, all from the system, and that extends halfway up the cruising route as well. So, looking at northern New Zealand, today, North Cape, Opua, even Marsden, we're going to see northeast winds, 25 knots, gusting 35. Then this afternoon, we're looking at 30 knots, gusting 40. So it's going to increase, and not very nice, that's for sure. A nasty little front coming. Now, Saturday and Sunday, you could expect northwest 25, rising 35. And, of course, that's going to bring rain and showers as well. Now, we've had a few boats that have decided to ignore the predicted northerlies. They're underway. They left a few days ago, I think. I believe they're near 30 south by now. We don't hear from them, probably because of radio propagation. But anyway, today, we've got squally conditions found right at 28 to 30 south, 28 to 30, as prefrontal troughs are going to be rocking the entire area. Now, Saturday brings more northerlies, basically northerlies to northwesterlies, and they'll be all in the 25 knot range, and that will be in the neighborhood of 30 and south of 30. So you could expect, I would say 30 to 35 knots as this thing starts to wind up. So, yeah, quite a bit of activity directly to the north. The good news, though, is that by Monday, the fronts should move on and leave a very weak high that's to the northwest of North Cape. But that doesn't last very long, I'm afraid, because Tuesday brings more cyclonic flow to New Zealand, actually from New Zealand right up to 30 south, and the winds are going to be west-northwest to the northwest, 20 to 30 knots. So, boy, doesn't seem to be any relief in all of this. Now, Monday at Minerva Reef, we have a boat or two there. They'll find pretty light air, actually, mostly easterlies, I'd say in the neighborhood of 10 knots. Now, back to North Cape here in New Zealand. Winds on Monday are still going to be cyclonic, but the new ridge is starting to make itself known. So, is there a window Wednesday and Thursday or Thursday? I think quite possibly we're in luck. So we'll keep our fingers crossed, and we'll, of course, monitor what's going on. And we'll, like I said, we'll need a little bit of luck on this. But it may turn out to be a very nice window if everything falls into place. The high that's coming is very broad in area. And if it hangs together, we should be in pretty good shape. Now, at the islands, there is a great deal of surface activity up there. Our old trough that was over the Solomons is still over the Solomons. It runs to Tokelau now. And then there's a new trough that runs from Rotuma. That's the island that belongs to Fiji, just to the northwest. And anyhow, that trough runs from Rotuma to just north of Wallace, north of Samoa. Then it runs off to the Southern Cooks. And we then have a fragmented quasi-stationary front that's lying over Niue. And also to the south, we have a very weak quasi-stationary front that actually runs over southern Fiji and Tonga, and it goes southeast from there. And you probably wouldn't realize that that feature is there because it is so weak, but it's there. And that's bringing a little bit of cloud and isolated showers to those areas. So anyway, those of you who want wind projections for the Minerva Reef area or elsewhere, call in after I'm done with the overall general forecast, and we'll give you winds for your specific area. Okay, looking now at the islands, satellite imagery is what I definitely look at when I'm doing this. So we've got a significant amount of cloud around the groups today, starting with Tonga. Tonga Tapu, very early this morning, has a band that's running right to southern Fiji. There are heavy buildups actually south of 20 South. For Tonga in general, I would anticipate cloudy conditions today. You'll have some isolated showers, nothing major. And this is going to be interspersed with some nice fine breaks. So the weather's not going to be too bad at all. Early this morning, it was calm at Tonga Tapu. We had scattered cloud at 1,600 feet, and the barometer was 1018. Low temperatures around 18°C, a little bit nippy there. East-southeast winds for the Hapais, about 8 to 10 knots. A cloud at 1,700, and the barometer 1016. Now, the Babao, they report southeast winds about 8 knots, cloud at 1,700, barometer 1016. So, my wind forecast for today, I'm looking at southeast winds. I think they're going to get up to 20 knots as the day gets a little bit warmer and rolls on. Saturday, a little bit lighter. I would expect east-southeast to southeast winds right around the 15-knot mark. Well, Fiji, we find there a weak frontal system, as I said, over the southern portion of the group. So expect scattered clouds, the usual showers, cool nights still, cool nights, generally moderate southeast winds, and of course moderate to some rough seas about as well. Now, radar this morning, the loop there, that showed showers to the east of Viti Levu. Quite a few showers, actually. So a bit of wet area there, and a little bit to the south of Viti Levu as well. And in addition, I would say most of the Koro Sea, looking at the loop now, most of the Koro Sea has got showers, not continuous showers, but isolated. Nandi this morning reports northeasterlies, 5 knots, cloud at 3,000, and the barometer 1013. Suva, they report northeast winds as well, about 5 knots, almost the same thing, scattered at 1,500, broken cloud at 4,500 feet, and the barometer 1014. Very humid conditions. The wind forecast then for Taviuni to Coral Island, east-southeast to 20, today, tomorrow, east to east-southeast to 20. Vanua Balabu, east-southeast 15 to 20, pretty much the same thing for tomorrow. The Southern Lau, southeast getting up to 20, and tomorrow a bit of a shift, east-southeast about 15. Kandavu, southeast around 20, and tomorrow easterlies, 15, maybe 18. And for the Isauas, east-southeast today and tomorrow, getting up to about 20 knots to the north, but much lighter wind to the south, the southern Isauas. And looking now at Vanuatu, the group in general, I would expect brief showers, especially in the afternoon there. There's a bit of cloud about. Light to moderate southeast winds should prevail. So, again, we're looking at partly cloudy conditions. Light to moderate seas, I think they'll be getting up to about a meter and a half. Winds about 10 to 20 knots over the open water. And therefore, my wind forecast today for the group in general, because it's pretty consistent up and down, I see east-southeast winds right around 15 knots. Tomorrow, they should back a little bit. I believe easterlies still around the 15-knot mark. And for both days, there will be areas of 20 knots, 20 knots here and there. So not totally consistent. And that, of course, will be in the open waters and in close in the anchorages, particularly on the western side of your islands. It's going to be fairly calm. New Caledonia, they show a fair amount of cloud for the southern lagoon still. Same with the Loyalties. Quite a few bright areas as well, so it's a mixed bag. Winds for the southern lagoon, east to east-southeast winds, they'll be getting up to about 15 knots. And again, this area is at 20 knots north of Noumea, a little bit breezier north of Noumea. And the reports this morning, Amity Light, earlier it was easterly 17 knots, but the most recent reading was east-northeast about 6, so it's a bit over the map there. Ile de Pan this morning, west-southwest about 3 knots, west-southwest about 3. So not much air there at all. Okay, well, that's the end of the forecast. If anybody wants more information for a specific area, come now.
Avia,
go ahead.
Yeah, Larry and Mikey aboard Avia.
Avia.
Influence I have there. When are you leaving?
Yeah, he wants to know.
Oh, you just want the southerly wind so you can go. Is that it? Okay, hold on. I don't think you're going to get those. Hang on.
And while David's looking around Minerva, we should be able to pick up Martin Dore now, because you're above that magical 30 degrees, so get near the radio. And also, I'll be looking for Piggy shortly. Hang on.
Well, I see mostly easterlies right through Monday, but very light air, and that's not a bad direction. 10 to 15 knots east, that would get you to Tongatapu very nicely, I think. Not very rough out there. Although on Tuesday, you may get your order, maybe. It looks like the winds may go east-southeast from Minerva right up to about 20 south, maybe 21 south. Might even get all the way up to Tongatapu on Tuesday. So very light air, though, so you may like the direction, but you may curse it because it's not... not really enough to get you going quite quickly, but yeah, it's sailable. I think you could do it without the motor. So enjoy it while you can through the weekend. And then if you really want to have southerly quadrant in there, looks like Tuesday may be the day for that. And, of course, that can change. So we'll just have to see what happens. But with light conditions like that, have a good time in Minerva. It's a great spot. Over.
Okay, David, thank you for that. And, you know, we're going to hang out for another few days and just enjoy it here. We are the only boat in here. We've got deep wind, 5 knots with 7% cloud cover. Thank you for your service. This is out here clear.
Okay, and stay by the radio there, Larry. I've got you very well, and I might need some help in a minute. And you will be there for a couple of days by yourself, but you may find that Martin Dore comes in on their way north. I'll try and find them now. Martin Dore, any copy?